Okay, you just had an experience with mapping across, using spatial anchors, bringing what works in one situation into another situation that seems somewhat similar. How was it?
Good.
I have a
question about one of the steps I was going to use. You anchored the positive,
uh-huh.
And then we went back. We did the negative, whatever you were unresourceful.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a test drive step where you went in over to the unresourceful and tried out the positive. Is that right?
No.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe. Yeah.
Okay, what I had you, well, we had a third position here, which is meta position, a neutral. Okay. And once we have established the anchors, Gary, and it really doesn't matter which way you do it, but I find it usually works best to go from here to here. I also check ecology from neutral.
Okay.
I check ecology from neutral, and then when it's okay, and we have permission from all parts, we step in here and go directly across to here.
And because first you're going from neutral to one, neutral to the other.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you do, when you're establishing your anchors, it doesn't matter which one you do first. You know, it's the change way that I like to make it work is to move the resourceful into the context where you need it.
So the checking is that you're neutral.
That's right. Well, and if that's what you were doing, what my question was is, is it okay with all parts of you for you to bring this resourcefulness into that other circumstance? Now, some people might do that visually, imagine it visually. Some people might hear answers. Some might imagine doing it. So it's going to depend on which sensory system they're using. Yeah. Now, what I will do with you next month is show you, I alluded to, notice how you're thinking about it. What we can actually do is gather the submodalities. Where's our image? Is it colorful? Is it bright? Is it big? Is it little? Is it, you know, for the resourceful? And then also bring that across to the unresourceful. And when you contrast the submodalities, the way you're thinking, you really get, oh, that's why I'm not getting the results I want. Yeah, that becomes very obvious. So this is the structure of NLP. Find what works and put it in as many places as you can. Find out what's not working, replace it with what works. It's my simple description to people about why NLP works. Okay, we have covered some territory while we've been here. Playing with language, with backtracking, learning to listen, create outcomes, play with these wonderful language patterns. Number of anchoring process, we'll get back to couple anchoring, I promise. And learning how to deal with some modalities and begin to explore them. So you have a month before we come back again, and we'll be going more into negotiation and parts work and working with symptoms within ourselves and things like that. So there'll be more to come, of course. I have a little final story as we're going about a group of kindergarten students who were asked by the teacher to make a list of the 7 wonders of the world. And the kids made their lists and handed them in, and the teacher looked them over quickly and said, well, I think we have some winners here. And she announced, this is the way the class voted. The 7 wonders of the world are Egypt's Great Pyramids, the Taj Mahal in India, the Grand Canyon in the United States, the Panama Canal in Panama, the Empire State Building in New York City, St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, and China's Great Wall. So that was the list these students came up with, their seven wonders of the world. And as she read the list off, she noticed there was one little girl that still had her paper on her desk. And she said, "You didn't turn your paper in?" And she said, "No." And the teacher said, "Well, what was that all about?" And she goes, "My list was really different." And the teacher said, "Would you mind sharing your list with us?" And the little girl said, "I guess so." So her list of the seven wonders of the world: to touch, to taste, to see, to hear. And then she hesitated just a little bit and she said, "To feel, to laugh, and to love." And with that, there was silence in the room, as there was a realization that we really think the seven wonders of the world might be outside of us. But we all have within us those things that are really valuable and wonderful. Think about the fact that we have our senses to use in all these wonderful, brilliant ways that we're learning how to use them. Enjoy your time between now. I guess you'll have Thanksgiving between now and when we're back again. And it's been a real pleasure for me to be a part of your journey, and that I get to come back and keep journeying with you is even better. So enjoy using the skills that we played with this time, and we'll be back for more play.
Thank you.
And more songs. Thank you. Yeah. Good. So I'll see you all in next month.